Hey, we are back in the Wolf Den again. We have another
Woof,
special
woof, woof, woof,
guest.
Jim.
Y'all don't know, you know now. We have the infamous MSMG Robin in the building. Hi.
In the building. I'm in the building.
Hey now. So good to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing okay. Taking things day by day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Got to do it sometime, minute by minute.
Yeah, my little brother Bing, my godbrother Bing, passed away
I'm so
earlier this
sorry.
month.
Rest in peace. I'm so sorry.
Now my godmother Beverly brought his screen, and now my baby brother, they're gone now. So it's kind of weird because you never think, oh man, I should have called him. Or, you know what I'm saying? Because we had just spoke, but I was just telling my brother because, I got some haters in my God family, And I used to tell him, don't tell nobody you talk to me. They don't need to know you talk to me. What we do is what we do. And I know by prior situations dealing with the Broaddus family, and you got that one that's supposed to be a superstar and shit, things just, that's why I wrote that song, Niggas Ain't Shit.
And we definitely gonna get to that. Yes, we are.
Well,
Already got it queued up. Already got it queued up. Please tell us, how was that transition from being from doing your management company, to being the artist side? How did that feel?
okay, so let me tell you. Hey, let me tell you what happened. Okay, so my brother and my godbrother and my husband and all them, they, rappers. And so when they're in the studio, like my cousin Chill from Compton Most Wanted, when they're in the studio, they get into this zone, right? And I'm like, why do you keep cutting off the music and cutting back on the music? What's wrong with y'all? Why can't y'all get it right? And so one day, my Trent Dupri and Andre Styles was in the studio, and the beat was hot, right? I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? It can't be that hard, right? So I had to apologize to everybody, because girl, let me tell you, this shit is hard as hell to do. Putting it on a track is hard. You know what I'm saying?
Lot of different
It's
takes,
not
huh?
as easy as what everybody think it is. Yeah, they looking like they having fun. Hey, trouble. You trouble. You trouble. What you doing? Get on this interview with me. It's called Wolf Pussy. Isn't he handsome?
Hey, you.
This is trouble right here. I'm getting interviewed right now.
Oh, this is trouble. Okay.
Hey, it sounds like that's my name.
Yeah.
It sounds like
Yeah.
it would
So anyway,
name.
okay. You have a good day. You be safe, all right? You need to give me that backpack though, for real. And pull your pants up. Don't nobody want to see the crack of your butt? Sorry. So,
Amen.
anyway, they always look like they're having fun, right? Y'all getting blown and laughing and joking around. No, I'm gonna change it to this. No, I need to put this on there. Like, well, damn. And these fucking songs come out to hit, right? So, one day, Dre was over there with his girl, and we was watching them record, and her and I was like, you know what? They so full of shit. We can do this. Niggas ain't shit. Why they give us a beat and say, okay, I want you to write something to this beat? I'm like, I don't write. I manage. I don't do nothing like that.
Big difference.
Right. I book shows, you know, I create shows. That's I stay in my lane. And so they was like, you got us so much shit, you can't. I was like, all right. So they wrote it for us. Girl, I had to learn. It took me 6 months to do that damn song. Six
Wait.
to 7 months.
Yeah.
But it came out good.
It did. It did. It really did. Like you've
And
been doing
so, like, you know, I share it with everyone, males, females, just people on the streets, right? The guys don't like to sound like, oh, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit.
I was shit. The truth hurt.
I said, if the shoe fit, then wear that motherfucker then.
Then the
But
fucking Rilla.
I didn't say not only nigga shit, I put every race in there.
Right.
Mexican, black, Spanish, Samoan, any race I could think of, because when I talk to females, they no matter what race they are, they always have a problem with they do.
Same shit.
You know, it's the same
Absolutely.
old bullshit. And it's like, were they born like that? It's like the thing with shopping. Guys hate to shop. I say it has to be in their DNA. Because I can understand one person, but all of them?
So what I want to know is how did you get started in management?
Okay, so how I got started is, one day I was at the studio with Snoop, my godbrother, well, my godmother's son. And I said, okay, you making money doing this. I want to learn how to make money too. So he told me, I need you to sit down like you're a piece of furniture and sit down and listen and don't say nothing. You need to learn what the artists want. And so I did that. I'm like, oh, okay. But then it started getting real smoky. I was like, oh, I can't, you know, because I wasn't no smoker. I was like real green, Orange County,
Like I
right?
can't focus
Because the way I became Beverly's goddaughter, my ex-husband, Kelly Boy from Insane, Long
no more.
Beach, he said, oh, you want to go over Snoop's house? And I was just like, oh, okay, whatever, let's go. And so we got there. So, you know, they was like in the garage, just getting butted, doing whatever. And I was like in the living room, like, oh, this is boring. It's nothing to do. So I would say, oh, I was going to the bathroom. And so I seen this, I heard Jerry Springer. And so I knocked on the door. I said, excuse me, can I come in here and watch this with you? And that was my godmother, Beverly. She said, come on, baby, you come in here. And, you know, so every time we would go over there, I would just go in the room with her because I wasn't into that getting high and, you know, doing all that. And she said, you know what? I'm gonna make you my goddaughter. I was like,
Just like
what?
that.
I was like, you want me to be your goddaughter? She said, yeah, because them boys, they ain't, you know, they just do their own thing. You know, I need me to make you my goddaughter. And that was over 30 years ago. 25 years ago. Yeah. And that's how it all started out and been like this until the day she died. You know what I'm saying? Through the good, the bad. I mean, a lot of bad. But you know, like I said, it's bad when you see hear your mama crying over dumb shit. You
Preventable shit.
know. And I'm, you know, I always made sure she had what she needed. You know, in spite of I'm not a superstar or anything like that. You know, her, my brother Jerry, or whatever, my baby brother Bean used to call me. My baby brother, she one day, okay, so when my mom, my godmom got married, right? Bean and I paid for her and her husband to go to Hawaii or something like that. But Bean got something from somebody else and he was like, okay, I'm gonna call my sister.
Figure this out. I heard the hell out of that.
Yeah. And so it's like they always call me for different things, like, oh, I'm gonna call my sister. I know my sister can help me, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't really into I guess the getting high. I mean, it was like too much. And I met a lot of people being in that environment, but that wasn't really my environment, I wasn't about partying and getting high and all. I was about making money. So then I started booking shows just to see if I could do it. And then my brother, I mean, my mother's son, Snoop, my godmother's son, Snoop, and my brother Jerry, god brother Jerry, they was like, you need to start getting paid for booking these shows. You can't just be booking these shows for free, right? I was like,
Very
I'm
true.
gonna book them until I learn how to do it. And then once I get good at it, and then I start charging. But in the interim, I'm just gonna do it. And then I start managing Sly Boogie
You
from the
manage
IE. Huh?
Sly Boogie.
Yeah.
Looky,
Yeah, so
looky.
remember when he was hot? Yeah. That was all me. But then, his DJ was jealous of me because he wanted to manage Sly Boogie. So he started spitting, KMP started spitting foul shit about me and helped Boogie lose his deal with Sway and Tech because KMP was telling Sway, or the black guy, a whole bunch of negative stuff that wasn't even true.
That
And
had
so
been
that's right. I think he's a DJ on one of these radio stations, but that nigga foul.
Shame,
Foul.
shame, know your
And
name.
I tell you what, I tell people all the time, whatever in the dark gonna come to the light. And you know me. I'm the type of person, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm not gonna sugarcoat nothing, because one thing Snoopy taught me is, your opinion is your opinion. If you don't like it, you don't like it. You're only one person that may not like that music. I done seen him throw a few CDs out the window.
It's like, oh no. Shit out of here.
Oh, wow. I
Damn.
remember one day we was over at my mom's house, and he had this, I don't know if it was a Porsche or something, but it had turning wheels or something. And I told him, oh, I'm gonna drive this. I said, wait, it ain't working. He's like, his voice activated. I was like, this bitch.
Oh my God, you're doing way too much, sir. Way too goddamn much. Dang.
Yeah. And you know what I miss the most? I miss my Aunt Gail. I miss my Aunt Gail and Uncle Junebug. They used to fight like cats and dogs.
Oh wow.
I was like, dang. Oh my God. My Aunt Gail passed away.
But what's your favorite aspects of being owning a management company?
What I like is to create something from nothing. I like to see it bloom into something. And pretty soon you're going to see that with Trent Dupri and Andre Styles. And it's a lot of people want to perform my song. Want me to perform my song and stuff like that, but I'm just like, okay, that's not my lane. I'll do it because it's fun. I don't want to make it a job. And that's what I like about my company. It's something that I want to do. It's something that's bred in my blood. Ever since I was a little girl, I love music. And Luther Vandross used to be my best friend.
Oh, really?
Girl, yes. I know he took some shit to the grave with him.
Hunty.
Huh?
I said, Hunty, I know he did shit.
And it was really sad because I couldn't make it to the funeral, and we weren't around each other a lot, but when we were, it was just between him and me. I don't really boast about let a lot of people know who I know, because they look at them different than what I look at them.
To them, they're not people, they're superstars,
Yeah.
untouchable. They're
Right. Like when I was in nursing school, one of my friends, I had to go pick up some mail from the church from my mom. And I asked my friend, well, I thought was my friend, to go with me, but I didn't tell him, I didn't tell her, you know, that I was going to the church because it doesn't comprehend with me like that, right? And we walk in, she's like, damn, this person really does like Snoop Doggy Dogg a lot. But first she was like, oh yeah, if I met Snoop, I would do this, I would do that, I would do this. I was like,
Like
oh,
for
okay.
real? Okay.
I'm like, ew.
I mean, not bro, but I right, whatever.
Okay, right. And so when I took her over there, she was like, damn, somebody likes Snoop Dogg a lot. I'm like, yeah, he kind of infatuated with with him, you know. I didn't say nothing. And so it was a banister, and you can look down into the living room, and Snoopy was like at the banister. I'm like, I'm here to pick up mom's mail. And she's like, oh my God, that's Snoop Doggy Dogg. I'm like, that's who? Like, that's cool. Even though I'm knowing, right? And so we came back and I brought her with me, and I told Snoopy, I said, well, she said she was gonna do this, this, and this, and two, and I set her ass right next to him. Because one thing about me is, don't
Goodness.
say you're gonna do something.
Right.
Because I'm a look, even though my brother's married to Shantae and stuff, I know none wasn't gonna go down.
Right.
You know, because me, that's disrespectful.
Right.
But when you run your mouth, I'm gonna give you that option to do it.
You never know who's gonna open the door for you to be able
You
to.
never know. You never know. But she was talking about other things that she would do, and
Have mercy.
yeah, I was like, blah. But it
Yeah.
was so funny. It was so funny because I set her right down to her. Her face was just,
I
I
want to.
wish I could have just videotaped it because it was, hey, you too. It was so funny. It
One of
was
them
so funny.
classics. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them classics.
And so what I love about managing is, even though it's a babysitting job and it's hard to get people to do what you need them to do to elevate, that's it takes skill to do that. Because we're just glorified babysitters. We're
There you go.
taking another person and taking the God gift that God gave them and trying to escalate it into a career where they can sustain themselves.
Right.
Right? Management don't get that much money. You gotta want to do it. You gotta see that, want to see that. You gotta see that potential in that person. Like for instance, with you, I've seen potential in you and what I do, inundated you.
Man, you put man, put yeah, put the potion in. I was just like, who this woman?
And that's what I like to do.
True that, true
Like
that.
with Yo-Yo, I put her on Wednesday Child for adoption.
Wow.
And that's a national syndicated
Right.
news channel,
Right.
right? But one thing I've noticed is when you do stuff for people, they don't want to reciprocate it. I've done a lot of stuff for a lot of people, and I did it my own will. That's what
Right.
I chose to do. And I have to tell people, when you do stuff for people, don't expect to get something back because that's not them. It's a lot of opportunists out there.
True, very
It's
true.
when they see you're doing something, people always try to get to you.
Right.
You
Right,
know?
yeah. Try to be your
Like,
friend and all kind of stuff. Like, wow, that's not necessary.
and I feel like we're human beings too. We
True.
have feelings too. Don't try to use me
Right.
because that just cuts you off.
Right. And the benefits that
I
could have
still
came.
work. I still work. I still have a 9 to 5 job or an 8 to 7 job. I still work. So I can have medical benefits and stuff like that. Until this music stuff hit off, I need to work.
Right.
I'm 57 years old. Grow.
Stop. Stop.
But I have fun at what I do
Yeah.
when I get a chance to do it.
Yeah.
Like my little niece Jasmine. She has a show on the 23rd, right? I'm going to support her. I'm paying to support her.
Right.
Because the more people that comes out and pays for you to see you, the more people want to book you. And that's how you make the money.
True that.
Don't ask for free tickets. Don't ask for being free. Pay to see me.
Just go ahead.
Support me.
Right, because you're going to pay it somewhere. You're paying
Yeah.
somebody. You might as well support, act like you know and support. You know what I
Right.
mean? Because there's nothing really free. If you get a free ticket, you're not going to enjoy that slot. You're going to be way in the back. You may not even see what I got on with that free ticket.
Right. So, and people, mostly black people, want to get in free.
Always. Let me get the hookup. Let me get a
Yeah,
discount.
like,
I'm like, damn,
oh,
it's only $25. How much of a discount you need to have? Shit.
was like, people be like, oh, I want to go to the concert with you, with, you know, if I go to one of Snoopy's concert, but I don't go. I don't talk to him like that. So don't ask me, can you get in free?
No.
I don't have that type of relationship with him.
Yeah.
My relationship was with my brother Bean, my brother Jerry, and my mom.
Yeah.
It was never with Snoop. I loved him because he's was he is my godmother's child. And he came from her womb. But I don't have a relationship like that. I used to be able to go over there and stuff like that. But after a while, I was just like, this is not even.
It's not my scene, but that's just
Yeah.
what it is. Yeah.
Because they, you know, they drinking, getting high and stuff like that. That's fine. That's what you
Yeah.
want to
Do you, but everybody's not comfortable in that element. It's okay. It's
do.
okay.
Right. But and it's all about networking for me. You know, that's just like one of the BET awards. What's his name? The one that did the Tupac movie? LT.
His name.
Yeah, LT. I think his name's LT Hutton or something like that. Percy was LT with LT Hutton. Percy see me at the BET Awards and I said, what's up? He said, no, we trying to get on the red carpet. Little mama, can you get us on the red carpet? I'm like, come on.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
LT got on that red carpet. But the person, what's up? You too. But the person they had, the what's it called? What do they call when they you hire them to put them, they get you on red carpets and stuff like that.
Is that the PR person, maybe?
PR person. The PR person couldn't even get them on the red carpet. Let me tell you something. I said, come on, let's go.
Right.
Every security guard we got to, I told him, you don't get paid enough, get fucked up. This LT Hutton, he made that movie about Tupac. He needs to be on this red carpet. So get
True
the fuck
that.
out the way
True
or
that.
get ran over. And that's how I it, that's just how I eat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
Yeah.
it's very disrespectful when you hire a person and they can't do the job you hired them to do. But then
Right.
you come back to little old me
And
and
it's a done deal.
I get you where you need to be. You know?
Yeah. It's a done deal.
And then after that, He's like, oh, let me give you my number and stuff like that. That nigga never asked his number no more. Oh, I'm gonna help you, this, that, and the other. Really?
You're gonna help me. Okay.
But now look, I just read on the internet that his wife was cheating on him.
That karma bus
Was
don't know
like,
how to come around the block, don't it?
wow.
That karma
Huh?
bus don't come around the block on the motherfucker, don't
Yeah. And you know what? That's the same thing. When I used to tell my mom, when she used to cry, I'd be like, oh, I want to go over there and fuck them up so bad. And my
right.
mom used to be like, don't worry, daughter. God will take care of everything. I said, but God is taking too damn long.
This
When
timeline
you
is, whew.
and now that her eyes are closed, them people could never repair the damage they did.
Nope. And that's some evil they got to live with till they last breath.
And like I said, everybody think people are so, it's all smoke and mirrors.
Right. 99.9% of what you see is unreal.
Yeah, and you know what I really hate is what I really didn't like is like when I would go over Beverly's son's house, I would see the same motherfuckers over there just with a handout. Just waiting for a handout. What the fuck?
That's a damn shame. That is a damn shame. Why you even keep people like that around you? I will never understand.
You know what? But sometimes people need fakeness to seem real.
To feel better. Damn shame. You know what? This feel like the perfect opportunity to bust down on that niggas ain't shit. I just feel like I need to play that a little bit right quick because it just goes with the conversation. Because niggas ain't gang. You understand me? I think we
You're
need to.
right.
Is that all right? Can we give the people a little bit of that niggas ain't shit?
Girl, play that shit.
Yes, ma'am.
This
Go
is
ahead.
Robin Lee
Shit
with
is
the
here.
anthem of the motherfucking world.
Hell yeah.
Niggas ain't shit. If the shoe fit, wear that bitch.
That part.
Get up, get up, get up. Hey.
They the shit, but they really ain't the shit.
You ain't holding, you can't do that.
Straight away, like Penny, you get no pass. Ass on,
ass on,
when I
walk
past you. No, I can't feel it. Your game too weak. Oh, no, I can't hear it. Let me break it down like a
switch away.
This is not a game. I don't play for the kiddos. I'm a cold ass. I'll be giving out shivers. Got my own job, own car, I'm flicker. Niggas ain't shit.
Niggas ain't shit.
I remember. To the money, I'ma hit it. You're just a throwaway.
Please tell them where they can listen, where they can download. Please tell them where they can get this track. Please, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
You can get my track on all platforms,
All through
iTunes,
the platforms.
Spotify, everywhere. You can, if you like it, go to YouTube under Robin Lee, Robynlea. Like it, subscribe, and share.
Yes.
Because it's all grassroots, baby. I don't have no big machine behind me. I don't have none of that. It's just
Right.
me. Word of mouth.
Right. Pushing though. Any final words for the audience? We got about 7 minutes.
Well, what I like to say is if you want to pursue the music career, keep a job first. Because until you are making money at what you love to do, it's just a hobby.
That part.
You know, it's so many people out here that think, oh, I'm doing this because this is going to make me money. But what about right now?
Right now is
while you're sleeping on other people's couches and while you're doing this and, you know, got kids to take care of. I don't know if you do, if you don't, but get a fucking job. Your hobby is not paying you.
Right.
You need medical benefits. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fall off, get a job until you can get back on. It's okay when you fall off.
Right. Right.
So people are just seem like if they just supposed to just do this music business. No. Hey, if the music is not paying you, then it ain't nothing to do with the bride.
Find somebody that will, shit, until music catch on.
Right. Or you go on Figueroa on the corner.
Or Western.
Or Western. It's a lot of prospects out there.
Indeed. Daytime, nighttime. They ain't got no
if
time.
You're male, if you're a male, you can swing that dick and get paid.
Daily and nightly.
That's right. Everything. Pussy ain't free. Dick ain't free. If
None
you ain't got no job.
Right. You're going to have to pay for something, damn it. Understand. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
I know. People be like, they say, oh, I'm a stripper. I'm like, oh, you're making good money then. You know, I don't fault them for that.
Right.
It's the job.
It's money.
Your money.
Hot money. Shit. If my ass was this much bigger, shit. Yeah, I'd be international with it. Just bow, bow, bow. Every Tuesday, every Thursday and Saturday, going down.
Every day, I'll be spinning on a pole.
Somebody.
Buddy.
Because they get bread, like sick bread. Like, okay, mortgage done. Car note done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, my husband, I like to go to strip clubs. I like the girls dancing on me. I think women are beautiful. I'm not gay. I just love women bodies.
Yeah.
And I like to see them do the tricks on the poles and stuff like that.
The motherfuckers is very active.
Yeah, my husband's friend was like, your wife let you go to strip bars? You take you to strip bars? I'm not a jealous person.
I
it's not like he ain't never seen a vagina before or some titties.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
It's when you cross that line.
That's when we
got. That's when I got a problem.
But going to the museum and look at the art, I don't have a problem with that. You good?
Yeah. Bye.
It's the same premise. You're going to the art history museum or the titty museum. You're going to look at some art. Damn it! I mean, it is what it is. I'm just saying. Oh my God! Thank you so much for blessing the platform. You are awesome, Sauce.
Aww.
And I can't wait for that next single because I know something else coming out. I just can feel it. I can feel it.
No, my cousin RBX, he just released the song.
Uh-huh.
He's releasing some new music, RBX. So I'm going to start booking him some shows. I'm scouting right now.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Shout out to RBX. Nice.
Didn't you interviewed RBX, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that was a good interview.
Yes, I want to get a part two going because man, he got some legends on the tongue. Seriously.
And one thing about him, he tells the truth, out the truth.
Right.
Don't sugarcoat.
Right. And that's what I love. Like, don't act like you work for no bakery around here.
So what do you think about all that stuff that's going on with Diddy?
Girl, I'm not going to no parties that got his name on the invitation. That's all I'm going to say about that, because that don't even make no sense. But I'm just going to be honest. I always felt like that man was a little twisted. I'm just going to be, I'm gonna be honest. I mean, day one, it's just a vibe I caught. Like, you probably do something strange for some change, huh? And then make somebody else do some more strange for your change. And it just always gave me one of them. I'm not going. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. But you know what I'm saying? God
Yeah.
love you.
But
God love
you
me.
have to be watching your back.
And seriously, front too, where the motherfuckers seem to get down up over there with that shit. No, thank you. I don't want the fame that bad. No, thank you, sir. You can have that, your weirdo self. And I hope things get better for the nigga I do. Because damn, all your shit kind of just spilled out there, didn't it? Just kind of just, we just don't even know what to say. Like, wow, sir.
Like, oh,
Keep none of that
amazing.
in. Couldn't keep none of that in.
I was like, wow. I'm like, really?
This what we doing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you coming.
You walked into a church.
I'm walking in my building.
All righty, but thanks again, Miss Robin, for joining us in the Wolf Den.
You're welcome anytime.
Yes,
And I
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
might have some more people for you. I'll just talk to you later about that though.
Yes, ma'am. Always a pleasure. You enjoy the rest of your day.
I'm gonna be booking my uncle Lenny Williams too.
Nice, nice. That's awesome. Can't wait.
Well, thank you for interviewing me. I appreciate it. Remember, share my music.
Yes,
Watch
ma'am.
out. Fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck you up soon.
Don't need to do
Okay.
that. Already done. All right, you take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.